everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening. It's your host, Colleen. I hope everyone had a fabulous week. I know I did. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And I hope everyone is enjoying the Weekly Awakening. As if you're just tuning in, the Hair Healer Podcast has now turned into the Weekly Awakening. Thank you, everyone, for your support, for following me through the last 2 years, through the ups and downs. I could not have done it without you. Now, let's jump into this interview with my friend Marina, and she is over outside of Detroit now. Marina is super cool. I met her on Instagram and followed, and not to sound silly, but pretty much all the memes I post, I think I get from her story on Instagram. She's just, you know, I just love her vibe. And what's even cooler is she's a criminal defense lawyer, and she owns her own law office called Zupac Law Office, again, right outside Detroit. Say hello, Marina.
Hi, everyone. Really lovely to be on here. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for coming on. I'm excited. So let's jump right into Zupac Law Office. Like, when you look at her, and again, there'll be pictures, so go back and look at pictures or her Instagram, you're like, there's no way she's like a criminal defense lawyer and owns her own practice. And that's what makes her 10 times cooler. So what the heck? How did that happen?
Oh, it's definitely been a journey in the making. So I graduated from school in 2011. And I really kind of had no direction at all. Like, I'm not even going to lie. My dad was kind of just like, you know, you have to go to school and be a professional.
Be a professional.
So I kind of just did that. Yeah, I started college pre-med, and then, I realized that I was going to be a lot of school and just the law practice and like a little bit less.
Yeah.
A couple years less of school. So that's the direction I went. And, you know, I came out of school not really knowing much. Having like no law experience whatsoever. I was always a server. So
you were, is that why, yeah. What made you want to go into criminal defense law to help serve? Right. Cause that, I mean, that's a very what's the word I'm looking for? Like, no one wants to help the group, but there needs to be help there. An underserved area, I guess.
For
is the right
sure.
Word.
Well, I mean, I love people, you know, I love people. And then my dad was a police officer. So he did that as a reserve. It was his volunteer work that he did pretty much my whole life. So it was always something that was fascinating to me. And yeah, I'm just like a huge nerd for the study of psychology and the mind and how it works.
Yeah.
And I think it just, that led me right to that. It's very fitting.
Wow.
So yeah. So I came out of school and I got this job I hated. And at one point I just kind of realized that like, this can't be it, you know, like I can't be in debt from school and having spent all this time in school studying just like to have this be it. Right.
Yeah.
So, at some point I think I got fired from the job.
Oh, was it a law job? It was a law job.
Yeah, it was a law job. You know, I never actually been fired. It's always been a thing where like we both kind of mutually have realized that this isn't working out type of thing.
Yep.
So, you know, at that point, I had like no salary. I just signed a lease and had all these bills. And I was like, oh God. So I called one of my friends from law school and I was like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, I need some direction. Help me.
Aww.
And he's like, don't worry. Listen, he's like, there's this criminal defense lawyers meet. Like, it's a conference. It's called CDAM, Criminal Defense Lawyers of Michigan. And
oh, cool.
They meet a few times a year and they would do conferences. This one was in Traverse City. This was like the big one. And it was the coming week. And he's like, just come with me. Me and my friend have a room. You can stay with us. Just come. And I was like, fuck it. What do I have to lose?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I went and this conference truthfully had changed the trajectory of my entire life.
It did. I love that. That's like that divine destiny, right? When something comes in and changes the way your path is. So what happened? What do you just have like a awakening there?
Yeah, I think sort of. It was kind of like, I've had lots of different awakening points. I don't think we have just one, to be honest.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
There's lots of different points in our life where we meet that, you know, but it was one of those moments where, you know, you can either step in or shy away. And I'm so grateful that whatever guided me there, like, you know, push me to lean in. And I went, and it was really something that was really outside of my comfort zone at that point.
Wow.
And I met one of my friends, David, who has been a practicing attorney. He was a little older than me, had an office in Royal Oak, which is where my office is now.
Okay.
And he was like, don't worry, I'll help you. I'll give you some cases and we can just share the fees and just so to get help you get on your feet. I'll give you space to use. Aww. You have a conference room to use, meet clients. Yeah, it was wow. awesome. And that's actually like the experience I had with all the lawyers there. All the criminal lawyers are kind of like the oddballs and the weirdos.
Yeah. Yeah.
so I fit right in.
That's perfect.
and they're all super helpful. Like they're all willing to like share things with you, like share their knowledge. And it was just, I saw a different side of the law that I just didn't know existed.
Yeah.
There. And like the camaraderie that was at that conference, we were the baby lawyers. I actually met my current law partner there.
Wow. That you guys have well. the place together, right? Your business together, the office, the attorney office together.
Yep. Yeah. So we had met there. And then, like I said, my friend David helped me get on my feet. And at some point, David had a case that he needed two other lawyers to help him with. It was like a family situation, big drug case.
Oh, wow.
And he needed lawyers to represent the other two co-defendants. So me and Jordan, my partner, got enlisted to help.
Oh.
And that's kind of where it all started.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And I think I like what you said about criminal defense attorneys being the oddballs, because I know a few. Mm-hmm. I've cut some hairs and they are like the coolest. You're like, wait. I mean, again, when you look at Marina, you're like, there's no way she's this like wild hippie lawyer. But like criminal defense attorneys really are way, way more interesting and not in a box of like the typical lawyer.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like it seems like it's just one of those jobs that, you know, we're defending the Constitution, right?
Yeah.
We're defending some of the worst people on the planet, quote unquote, but somebody's got to do the job. So it kind of, I think it takes like a rugged soul to be willing to fight that fight.
I love that. So how long has your practice been open for now?
So Jordan and I started working together in 2014, right after this conference, pretty much. We kind of realized we were of the same mind. He's the skateboard lawyer, so.
That's so cool.
Yeah, he's fun. And so by 2016, Zupac was born. Zupac is actually a combination of my last name, Tupac, and his last name, Zupke. Yeah.
Oh, does everyone think it has to do with Tupac?
In some way, I get that a lot. My name sounds like that, Tupac.
I actually thought it was some sort of like cool like spinoff of Tupac myself. Actually,
it's actually the combination of our name, and we went with Zupac because Chubkey didn't quite have the same ring to it. So, you know, we went with Zupac, and and a lot of lawyers do like the Smith and Smith or whatever, but. I don't know. It just didn't feel right.
No, Zupac
really
is way cooler.
Combine it. Yeah. So Zupac was born. And then, you know, I moved into his office that year and that he was working with his uncle. His uncle does civil work. So he kind of like had that base and start off. And then when we kind of merged forces, we started getting bigger. And I think that same year we started outgrowing our space. Like I didn't even have an office. I always like up to that point, I still had like I would use other people's spaces or have maybe like the secretary space in this office. Like I never had my own office. And then magically in 2018, this building came into our lap.
Oh, how did it come into your lap?
By the grace of God, I think a lot of manifestation, a lot of help from my mom, which Aww. Is really, really a blessing. Yeah.
Thanks,
we ended
mom.
Up with this building. Yeah. Thanks, mom. Shout out to Carla.
Hey, Carla. Aw.
Yeah. So, and my grandma, both of them.
Wow.
So, So then I was just like, I had been talking about a wellness center. Like that was just constantly, like, I had no idea how this was going to happen or what it would look like, or, you know, I couldn't have even envisioned it the way it is. It was just like, that's what I need. I want that.
Yeah.
It's part of my practice. And like, you know, I love criminal defense. I love that type of work, but I've also like seems to be that a lot of my clients struggle with substance abuse and mental health.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's me that attracts that because I, you know, I have my own issues, but
yeah.
Go ahead. I was just going to say that seems like the kind of client that like can benefit from what I offer. You know, I go a little bit beyond the regular lawyer and I kind of oversee their therapy and all the resources. Like I've connected a lot of resources up till now. And
that's beautiful.
The wellness center kind of was born out of that.
So it's
idea.
like a wellness center on top of like, hey, yeah, you're charged with this crime. Mm-hmm. We're going to help you, but we need to sort of like help evolve your soul and some of the things that are happening that got you into this situation. Correct?
Yeah, totally. And that's kind of how that was the basis of the Zupac life and how that was created, I guess.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So the building came about, and then just to kind of give you like an idea of a layout, we've got the first floor is all offices. We have six offices, including mine and Jordan's. This is my first real office. Yeah. So we've got six offices. We've got four lawyers. And then we actually have a substance abuse therapist who rents space here.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she's amazing. So, and I found her randomly at this day festival Jordan and I were doing before COVID hit every year. It's called Dally in the Alley.
Dally in the Alley, that's cool.
Music, art, it's in Detroit. Okay. So they've been doing that every year. So we would go set up our free legal advice booth, which is our crazy trailer with all of our art all over it, which I'll have to send you some photos.
Yeah, I would love to.
But that's where I met Kathy, the therapist, and you know, it aligned perfectly right before COVID hit. The person that was in there moved out and she moved right in and she's a fixture here. So having her here really kind of, I think, brings it together.
Brings it together.
This is the wellness center. The basement houses the wellness center. That's where Zupac Life lives. So there's a giant kitchen. It's got a big bar with a bunch of seats. And then we also have a yoga space, big open space.
Oh my God, this is amazing. I've never heard of anything like this, a law office like this. This has got to be one of the first, or if there are, there's probably a few scattered out there. Have you found any other ones like this?
I don't know of any in Michigan. I don't want to say they don't exist because I have no idea, but it's definitely something that has been evolved, or it has evolved. I can't talk today, but it's been evolving over the last few years. And it's really like, I couldn't have envisioned it being this way.
Wow. That's huge. And I think this one day, I think you're starting something, you know, again, I'm sure there's a few other ones out there, but I think you're making a wave for this. Yeah. And with you, what I can feel in your energy is like the compassion to help addicts. And I think that's it, right? And mental health, most of the time people committing crimes are have one or the other, right? And usually, you know, I'm a former drug addict, usually drugs and mental health also go hand in hand. So you're like, you know, some people I think lawyers see as someone who's just going to keep messing up, but that's because they don't know how to make any change. And you're like, here, we're just going to help guide you through that. That is really beautiful. What an amazing purpose. And I love hearing how you went from like, I don't know what I'm going to do and where this to like creating something so beautiful, magical as you are right now.
Yeah, I have to say, and I have to give a shout because I've had a lot of help and support along the way. This, you know, I might be the visionary behind a lot of this stuff, but truthfully, like Jordan has been a really integral part. He's been the builder of everything. Like he's really like the blood, sweat, and tears in this place are his. And yeah, and that, you know, my family, our friends, like it's really a collective effort, I think.
That's huge. So, already what I've gotten from this interview and from your message for me, something that has hit me and where I'm going in life and what I'm building is like a reminder of divine destiny, right? We put out these goals, we put out these manifestations, these things that we want our life, and then we give up, put it out there, and then we just sort of let the pieces fall and trust where they may go. And that's beautiful just to hear that journey from back in 2014 with you.
Yeah, it's been an interesting situation because I really like it's kind of like I get a glimpse of something and then I just have to take another step. So I don't really don't have the whole picture. Wow. You know, I didn't have the whole picture then. I still don't know if I have the whole picture. I don't think so because it's really I'll take a step and then I'll see something new.
Yeah.
So it's like as I go, as I continue to follow these breadcrumbs, it seems to be like producing something so beautiful and community that's formed around it, I guess that's my favorite part about this whole space.
Wow.
Is the community that's formed around, you know, the wellness, around the law. And it's like, I couldn't have imagined that, but it's definitely, I feel like it's like I'm a custodian of the space. That's my role.
Wow. Well, you guys are making big changes. That is amazing. I need to get out to Michigan so I can get out there and meet you and see it and do all of that. So
yeah, whenever you want.
I would love it. So we, Marina and I were talking a little bit before, and as you guys know, this podcast is now sort of talking about spiritual awakenings, rock bottoms, things like that in the interviews. But as we were chatting before here, you know, she brought up a good point and something that sometimes I can so easily forget, because like you said, we do have these spiritual awakenings, weekly, daily. That's kind of how I call them awareness awakenings, but how the weekly awakening came about. But sometimes we don't always have this major rock bottom, and you can have spiritual awakenings and you can be spiritually evolved without having major rock bottoms in your life. You know what I mean? And sometimes we get confused, right? We think, oh, until you've faced horrible darkness, you can't be this horrible light. And that's not true. I think with Marina already, like, I want to hear her story about this, but like balancing between, it doesn't have to be, you know, either extremes, and how you can have these awakenings just by being a soul. I mean, I feel like this might be your last lifetime here. You seem pretty, pretty evolved soul here. I can just feel it in your presence, actually.
You know, it's funny. I've said like a lot of times already that I hope this is my last go around and ready for the next thing. But you know, it's really beautiful here. I can't even talk shit, because I think like being a human is really such a gift.
It really
it's such
is
a weird ass experience.
So weird.
But it comes with so much beauty, and like the depth of, you know, what you can feel here is, I think, unmatched. I think that's why we all come here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Earth school.
I love that. So talk about how maybe, yeah, you know, some of your spiritual awakenings, or how they sort of awaken to you, or, you know, how do you find them? Is it just over time? Is it a practice that you do every day?
That's a really great question. So, I mean, the beginning of really this path, and like, I've always kind of had these little inklings towards things. I just, when I was younger, I was definitely a very, very shy, not very outspoken. You know, I was around people I care about and I love, like I was, you know, kind of wild and crazy, but for the most part, like letting the world see me like that was just not happening. Yeah. So I like kind of just didn't really know who I was when I was young. I was confused, and I kind of was like thinking I had to be a certain way, do this a certain way. It really led me to feeling very misaligned. Like I just never quite felt right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think I just got, at one point I got tired of it. You know, I don't want to feel like that anymore. There's got to be more. There's got to be something more. Yeah. So I started, you know, looking for more, I think, and really just seeking.
In like the spiritual realm, like yoga or meditation, mm-hmm, that type of stuff you started seeking?
Yeah. I mean, I discovered yoga, probably in 2000. You know, honestly, I can't even remember. Time is just a funny thing, but yeah. It was definitely before law school, or like I was practicing a bit, and I didn't really get yoga, I think, for a while. Maybe the first couple of years I was practicing like, this is cool, this is a good workout. And then I realized, you know, when I went to this one class in Dearborn, it's called Sattva Yoga. It's just outside of Detroit. This guy, Chuck, he's amazing. And, you know, he did a sat, you know, there's no music. It was just breathing. And like, once I realized that breath was the most important part of that practice, it changed the way I practiced. It changed the way I lived. It changed the way I like looked at everything.
Wow.
You know,
breath really is. Yeah. And I'm not good at that with yoga. Mm-hmm. I can feel my body calling yoga, and I do it to stretch, but you're so right. Mm-hmm. I feel like in one of my spiritual practices, something that spirit, yeah, is always calling to me is breath work. And for some reason I always, yeah, lack in breath work.
Yeah. Breath. I mean, it's our life force, right? Like, yeah, we're just letting life into us as we breathe. And it's something that we're doing all day long, no matter what. Our body does it naturally, but we can also tune in and consciously, you know, affect the way we breathe. So, you know, it's a good gauge on where you're at in your day. Like if your breath is really short and shallow, and, you know, you can kind of see how much stress and anxiety is in your body by your breath.
So that's usually, so if it's mm-hmm, short and shallow, there's a lot of stress.
I mean, I think it, yeah, definitely comes with that. Yeah. Yeah. Not always, but it's definitely an indicator of like, hey, I'm not breathing. And if you pause and take a full breath, like you can feel the difference. Even just one breath will, wow, feel,
yeah,
different to you.
And isn't it funny how things like that or spiritual tools, right, seem to take, I mean, until you get a habit of it, it seems like to take 1 minute to do that seems like so much strength, you know, but it doesn't really. But yeah. It is funny how we'll check our internet, you know, 1,000 times a day and spend hours. But yet it's like, check in with your breath for 1 minute. And we're like, I don't know if
I can do
that.
You don't even have to do it for a whole minute. I mean, honestly, just do it right now. Take a breath and like relax your shoulders, relax your body.
Deep breath, everyone, if you're listening. Deep breath in.
Let's go ahead.
Out. Do you do the 4 seconds? 4 seconds in, 4 seconds out?
Sometimes. Honestly, like, I'm not even that formal all the time.
I love it.
You know? I just, like, I kind
of
just
my type of girl. That's good. That's how I am. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was doing, one of my good friends, Rob, he does breath work. He does these hour-long journeys where he plays music and guides you through it and takes you into almost like a hypnotic state.
Oh, I would love that.
I was doing those. Yeah, I was doing those. He's great. His name's Rob Starbuck. It's on Instagram. You can find him.
Hey, Rob.
There. But yeah, like he's doing his guided journeys and they're really amazing. And, you know, I kind of lost track of having time for it, but you know, if you can get in stuff like that, but it doesn't always have to be an hour. Like that's the illusion. You know, we think we have to go do yoga for an hour. We have to go to class to do it right. Like, there's no right way to fucking do any of this stuff.
Yeah.
So as long as you're doing something, you know,
that's so true. There really is no way. And every way is a perception anyways. Right.
Totally. You know, and I'm certified to teach yoga. I did my 200 hour training in Guatemala with the Kula Collective.
Oh my God.
And yeah. And it was a really amazing experience to be there for a month and kind of just like unplug and.
All right. Well, that's a big spiritual awakening, I'm sure. Like, did you go in? So with these retreats, I've done a few short ones, but never these long big ones that one day I hope to do. Not only I'm sure it was worth it, but did you really feel your soul, your mind, your body, your spirit evolve big time after you've done those?
Yeah, I would think so. And I did that right before we opened our office. So, you know, it's kind of like we renovated. I went away for the month and then I came back and we opened our doors like within a couple weeks. And, you know, that whole year was pretty crazy ride, but we're here. And I think it just, you know, when you're really practicing and really deep in that spiritual space, it just, you know, my visions were out of this world. Like I was having dreams every night of like these really vivid dreams. And I was working through a lot of my, you know, these blockages that I had in my heart and my, you know, my body during that time. It was an intense experience. It was very emotional. And, you know, I kind of at one point forgot I was there for yoga teacher training. It's like, you know, training how to be a human sort of, but, you know, it comes with the practice. And, you know, it was definitely a big shift in my energy after that.
There was a huge shift in your... Wow. Mm-hmm. So what do you do on a daily or I guess maybe sometimes weekly, maybe not every daily, like your spiritual tools, your spiritual practices?
So right now, because my spiritual practice kind of shifts and changes with whatever, you know, what's going on in the world. But, you know, now that the weather's warming up, I like to be outside. So I'll take walks. I try to do that like maybe at least once a night. Like I like to walk at night. I'm kind of a weirdo. I'll go for a walk late night through the town. But that, I mean, I do yoga. Right now I'm only practicing, I think, once or twice a week. But I also, like, I stretch a little bit every night before bed. So I, you know, it kind of goes in and out. But I'll do meditation, a little bit of meditation in the evening and just take a few conscious breaths. But that's, like, the current spiritual practice. So, you know, sometimes I'm more into yoga. Sometimes I'm more into working out.
Yeah.
Now, I have a couple of trainers. I've been doing a little bit of weight training. Stuff to move your body.
Move your body. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get a nice butt. So I've been doing some weight training and some good arms. So do you, now what is your spiritual beliefs? Do you pray to anything, the universe? Has that evolved or changed?
Now I grew up and I was raised Catholic.
Same. Ditto.
I never really connected to it in any like deep way. You know, I even went to Catholic high school.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've always been a believer in God. Like I do believe in God. I know, you know, for me, it's real.
Same.
You know, I don't know everybody's got their own way to connect to that. I don't think any way is wrong or right. I think it's really like what you feel aligns for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, personally, I'm not sure what it is. I know it's a greater consciousness than we are, and I think it runs through us all.
I love that. I love that. Mm-hmm. So a greater consciousness. Same. I love all the Catholic saints and I believe in God, but I think God is a good word for source. And there's so many different paths to the one main source.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, we all have our own perception of everything, the world, you know, we see the, through the lens of our experience and all that. So, you know, who's to say I'm right and you're wrong? Like, what's right for me isn't right for you. And I think that's just with everyone. So having a, I think having a respect for that and for other people is really like the crux of it. Cause I think eternal love, like love that, that God energy is love. So everything else to me is the illusion.
Everything out. Wow. Wow. I love that. So where do you see what's your future? What's your future goals for Zupac? And where do you see anything you want to talk about? Like manifesto right now on the show.
So right now we just kind of are opening the studio back up. We're trying to be really cautious and just mindful of, you know, the strange times we're in and, you know, safety of others. So we've been having a couple small events here and there. We've done a couple sound baths, and you know, if you haven't had a sound bath or been to one, they're really beautiful.
They're amazing.
Healing medicinal sound journeys that
and you're doing that at the play. At the wellness center slash law office.
Yeah, but once it warms up a little bit more, it's finally starting to get there. But you know, at the end of last year we started doing stuff in the park. There's a really cool park that has a skate park in it.
Oh,
in the neighboring city that's right by my house. So it's called Gary Park. We're going to do more. We're going to do sound baths and yoga in the park, which were really fun.
When is that starting?
Yeah. Soon as it warms up consistently. I want to say maybe hopefully the next month or maybe June.
How long does it take for Michigan to like warm up and have like usually here and where I'm in outside of Philadelphia area. And I would say usually by the first week of May, we may have a lot of rain, but we're like pretty much 70s and upwards, 70s, 80s. Like once May hits, it's usually really warm.
Honestly, it usually May's pretty warm. Like I kind of gauge things by events. Like time by events in my life, but there's a really big techno festival that normally happens Memorial Day weekend in Detroit called Movement. And that's kind of like for us, that's kind of the kickoff of summer. But depending on like some years, it's been really hot, like really hot, or you want to go swimming in the fountain hot, or you know, some years it's been chilly and rainy. So it really just depends. Like, I don't know, Michigan's strange.
It's strange.
We go back and forth. So
do you get?
Yeah, we've had like some. Oh, days that have been 70 degrees and then we're kind of, it's cold this week, it's in the 50s.
Wow. So, do you get seasonal depression?
Yeah. Don't we all a little bit?
Yeah. And I often wonder if it's worse. Yeah. We're in the Midwest a little bit, you know, where it's a little darker and colder and freezing.
It's pretty gray here in the winter, and it's definitely really cold sometimes. I think global or the climate change is definitely affecting Michigan a bit, because the weather seems to be changing a little. But how I try to mitigate that is I try to make a trip, take a couple trips in the winter to give myself a little bit of break and get out of here.
Yeah, that's a good
California
idea.
California is usually a pad. I was in Mexico a couple months ago. So just kind of to help my mind not be so crazy.
Helps.
The change of scenery helps, I think.
Yeah.
Just anywhere. You can just leave for a couple hours and go up north. Like, we have a beautiful, beautiful state with so much nature here. So
someone always told me about that part that's up the whole way at top of Lake Michigan, that there's only like, it's like this kind of weird little island and there's only like one big hotel on there or something. Do you know
Isle
what I'm talking
Royale?
That's it, I think.
Yeah.
I heard that's beautiful.
It's like the most northern point in Michigan. It's so Michigan has two peninsulas, the lower and upper peninsula, and then it's north of that.
Okay.
I haven't been to it yet, but I was literally just looking at a picture of it right before we jumped on here on Instagram.
Well, that's kind of weird. I brought it up too, right? Like, what are the chances I just brought up? I think you need to go there.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's kind of, you know, it's not that weird. I've realized that, like, that happens a lot. It's weird, but I'm like, I'm used to it now.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, that's a sign, you know?
That is a
there
sign.
It is.
There it is. I mean, I wasn't planning on talking about that on this show, so that's your sign. Now we're getting to the end of the episode.
Seriously.
But before Before, I always like to ask a little question at the end. Are you a Pisces moon or Pisces rising, or what's in Pisces or Sag? Like, there is this sort of like, you know, but you also have to have a, you know, you're a Capricorn. So there's your earth. Wait, aren't you a Capricorn? When's your
Cancer? My sun is in Cancer.
Your sun's in Cancer. It's funny you thought the opposite. I see this like flower child. This like flower child in you, you know, definitely I can see the Cancer, the sweet love. What's your rising and moon?
So my moon sign is in Aquarius.
The Aquarius.
And my rising is Pisces.
I knew Pisces. Thank God. See, I'm happy I got that right. I knew it. I'm looking at her this whole time and I'm like, I see so much Pisces. It's either a Pisces moon or a Pisces rising.
Yeah, definitely Pisces rising. My moon in Aquarius, I think, helps me be just a little detached in a healthy way.
In a healthy way. No, it really does. It really does. And probably helps level you out a little bit, you know, but probably keeps you blocked off of some emotions or getting too deep, right? The getting lost in the Pisces Cancer love ways and you're like, the heart's like, you know, the one of the things moon rules are the emotions. You're like, no, close that off.
Totally.
I don't know why I thought you were a Capricorn, but that's fine.
I have some Capricorn in my chart, but I can't remember where it is. Yeah, but there is some Capricorn. And I'm also like kind of close to the cusp of Gemini.
Yeah, I could feel a little bit. What day? The
24th of June is my birthday.
Okay, the 24th of June. I'm just happy I knew that Pisces. Yeah. Like, your Pisces was screaming at me. Screaming at me.
Yeah, I think that was the one. That's the one that really, like, I think, comes out the most.
Yeah.
I think. Or at least lately.
Yeah. Well,
I bounce around.
Oh, I love it. You're a nomad. I love it. So that's the one of the questions I want to ask at the end, and I like to get some like some questions, some inspiration questions. And with you, we're gonna cater it a little bit. And if some, what do you want to say to people who are maybe facing trouble, right? Like trouble with the law, with drugs, with mental illness, with sort of day to day finding a reason to live or life? Because I feel like you deal with that a lot. What would you say to them?
Honestly, I just got tingly. I would just say reach out and ask for help. You know, like ask, because the support is everywhere. And if you're really feeling like that, like, you know, if you're at that bottom point, you know, it's okay to ask for help. So,
ask
you know, there's a lot of resources. If you need help, call me, like happy to point you in some direction or try to, or just be an ear.
Just be an ear to listen. Just be an ear to trust. And I love that. And ask for help. Yeah. And people, most of the time, if you're asking for help in any way, when someone says I should ask, ask, because you're either going to get, that's for any question. You're either going to get a yes or a no, and you're going to be able to handle if it's no. But when you're asking for help, most, especially help with you mentally, spiritually, emotionally, most people are going to say yes. So ask for help.
Yeah, totally. And I think it's like, and I don't want to, you know, be ignorant to the fact that it's fucking hard to
do
that.
Hard. It's
so
hard.
Especially when you're in that space.
Yes.
But it's one of those things. It's like, you know, it's, you have this opportunity. We get opportunities in life and we can either choose to take them or not, you know?
Yeah.
And it's always our choice. We have the choice always.
Yeah, we really do. We really do. Well, thank you, Marina. Tell everyone where they can find you on social media, your law office, you know, if you're in the Michigan area, even to just go hang out, because you got lots of cool events and stuff, I'm sure, plan at your wellness center.
Yeah, definitely. So in the Detroit area, our office is in Royal Oak, which is about 15 minutes outside the city. We do all kinds of events. We're actually having a sound bath in a couple of days, but there'll be more stuff coming. So you can find all the information about events on our Instagram or Facebook, Zupac Life, Z-U-P-A-C Life. Our law firm is Zupac Law, respectively, at Instagram and Facebook. And then my personal one is at The Hippie Lawyer with an I-E. So yeah, reach out, please. Like, I have stickers. If you send me your address, I will probably mail you some stickers.
Oh, wait, I want some stickers. Can I get some stickers? I'm going to give you some of those.
Hell yeah.
Oh my
God. Send me your address. I put stickers in the mail. Anybody that sends me their address.
Oh, you are so sweet. Everyone check her out. I'm telling you, this was an amazing interview. She is amazing. And just, she's really genuine in everything that she says she is. So thank you everyone for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you.